Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya
Chaitanya Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Anarayanam Namaste Chanaram Chaiva Rotamam Devim Sarasutim Vasam Turogayam Vinyajet Mukhaturoti Vachalam Pangulangayati Girim Yatkipa Samahang Bande Sri Guru Minasayira Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Iswara.
Lord Chaitanya, we'll continue with the pastimes and mission of Lord Chaitanya. And yesterday we discussed the preliminary things that happened before his appearance. And so then Krishna agreed to come as Lord Chaitanya. And although Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata were a little elderly in age, one night, Jagannath Mishra had a dream. It was like more of a vision than a dream. He saw a brilliant light come in his mind. And moved to his heart. And transferred from his heart to the heart of Mother Sachi. And then like this, Mother Sachi conceived of a child, although they had no physical contact.
So,
they were very surprised and very happy to be having a child. So, the wise mother Sachi was carrying Lord Chaitanya. Who is the Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, so he is the master of the goddess of fortune. Goddess of fortune is in charge of all the wealth and all the mercy. So Jagannath Mishra was a poor brahmana. He was a priest that was a teacher, but he was not getting very much income.
Jagannath Mishra, he is a poor brahmana. Although he is a teacher, he is a teacher, but he is not getting much income.
But now, somehow people, when they saw him on the street, they just gave him donations. So he never experienced that before, that somehow all fortune was coming to him. In Indian culture, the brahmanas are allowed to accept donations. They are not considered beggars. But rather society owes them a debt. Society owes them a debt.
Because 对不起，是这个社会呢欠他们一笔债。
Because they're providing important service of giving spiritual guidance, education to the people at large.
因为他们在提供重要的服务，给人们提供灵性的教育，灵性的知识和指导。
We also want many of our devotees to become brahmanas, to be second initiated, and to give spiritual guidance to the people at large.
我们也有很多奉献者成为 brahmana。 接受了二次洗礼，然后给人们以指导。
Yeah, how many are second initiated here?
在座的有几位是接受二次洗礼的婆罗门呢？
And how many want to be in the future?
然后大家希望将来有多少位呢？
Very, very encouraging.
非常鼓舞人心。
But brahmanas are more responsible for their spiritual practices.
但是 brahmana 应该对他的灵性的修习呢更加负责。
It's like they're going in the fast track of the spiritual highway.
他们是在灵性的高速公路上是坐上的是快车。
So Jagat Mishra was a brahmana and he was giving this kind of education to people. That was his occupation.
然后Jagannatha Mishra他是一位婆罗门，他给别人灵性的知识，这是他的职业。
But he was not getting so much money, but now people just handing him money.
但是他并没有因此而获得很多钱财，但是现在人们开始给他布施。
Because the husband of the goddess of fortune was his son.
因为幸运女神的丈夫现在是他的儿子。
So goddess of fortune didn't want him to suffer anything, so was sending lots of money to him.
所以呢，幸运女神不希望他忍受任何的痛苦，所以就给他提供所有的东西。
Says goddess of fortune, one of her names is Chanchala.
幸运女神的名字另外一个是Chanchala,
which in Sanskrit means she's not fixed in any one place, she's very unstable.
在梵文里面的意思呢，是她从来不会停留在一个地方，她总是飘忽不定的。
Many businessmen would like Goddess of Fortune to stay with him all the time.
很多商人希望幸运女神总是与他待在一起。
But she doesn't stay fixed in any one place.
但是她不会永远停留在一个地方。
Only one place is fixed.
她只会停留在一个地方。
This is a very big secret.
这是一个很大的秘密。
If people could know where she was fixed, then they could get to her help always.
如果人们知道她可以停留在一个地方的话呢，就可以总是抓住她的。
She is fixed at the lotus feet of Vishnu, of Krishna.
她总是停留在Krishna的莲花足下。
Jai Bhagavan Vishnu ki.
Jai.
Bhagavan Shri Krishna ki.
Jai.
Jai Lakshmi, Goddess of Fortune ki.
Jai.
So, like this, many unusual things were happening in the house.
就像这样，很多不同寻常的事情都发生在他的家中。
Residents from higher planets were coming to visit Mother Sachi.
高等星宿的居民开始来拜访Sachi妈妈。
And they were offering prayers to Lord Chaitanya.
他们向主Chaitanya供奉祷文。
So Mother Sachi saw some shadows in her room.
Sachi妈妈看到她的房间里有一些影子。
These residents from higher planets They offered the following prayers to Lord Chaitanya.
高等仙秀的居民向主 Chaitanya 这样供奉的祷文。
Oh, our dear Lord, Gauranga.
Oh, 我亲爱的主 Gauranga 呀。
You are the most merciful avatar of Krishna.
你是 Krishna 最仁慈的化身。
You all know what avatar is?
你们都知道 avatar 是什么意思吗？
An avatar is the Lord who descends from the spiritual world into the material world to deliver us.
Avatar 的意思呢是主从灵性世界降临到物质世界来拯救我们。
He's not like us.
就像是我们这样的堕落的灵魂。
We are a little bit like him, but he's not the born in conditional life. He descends.From the spiritual world.
我们是非常受条件限制的，但是呢，他从灵性世界降临的时候，不是像我们这样受到条件的限制。
Sometimes he comes in different colors.
有时他以不同的肤色降临。
He comes in a green color, as Lord Ram.
他是以green color.
Green, yes.
他以就是 Rama 形象降临的时候，他的肤色是绿色的。
Comes in a bluish color as Krishna.
他还有蓝色的皮肤，就像 Krishna 那样。
White color as Balaram.
还有白色的皮肤，就像主 Balaram。
Yellow color as Gauranga.
黄色的肤色呢，就像主 Gauranga。
So he comes in various different colors, different forms.
他以不同的肤色、不同的形体降临。
Even sometimes in animal forms, or half animal, half man.
有时他以动物的形体，或者是半人半动物的形体降临。
He comes as Narasimhadev.
他以主Narasimha形象降临。
Half lion and half man.
那是一种半人半狮的形象。
Who protects his devotees?
他来保护他的奉献者。
So he comes also this color as Gauranga, as golden color.
他以主Gauranga那种金黄的肤色降临。
So, these angels, these devas from higher planets, residents of higher planets, they came to pray to Lord Chaitanya.
So, these 高等星宿的天使、半神人，来向主 Chaitanya 供奉祷文。
When he was in the womb of his mother Sachi.
当他还处在妈妈萨奇的子宫当中的时候。
We understand, our dear Lord Chaitanya, you're going to appear in this Kali Yuga.
他们说，我们明白，我们亲爱的主 Chaitanya Gauranga, 你将在这个卡利年代显现。
Yesterday we talked about the four Yugas.
昨天我们谈论了四个年代。
So what is Kali Yuga famous for?
卡利年代最著名的特征是什么呢？Hypocrisy, quarrel,
shelter life. So it's a materialistic age.
So this is a material age.
The worst of the four.
This is the four years of the most bad age.
People tend to be more materialistic, more cruel.
People tend to be more materialistic, more cruel.
But it has one bonus.Quality.
但是它有一个美德。
Because yesterday was the national day.
因为昨天是国庆节。
Some shop put sign special sale national day.
有些人就挂出了国庆节特价的标牌。
I don't know how special it really was, but they put sign like that.
我不知道这个特价特到什么程度，但是他们确实是挂出了这样的标牌。
Some said 30% discount.
有人说是打的是七折。
Some say 70% discount.
有人说我是三折。
See, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is supposed to be 1,000 times more merciful than Vishnu.
但是主 Chaitanya 被认为是比 Vishnu 还要仁慈1000倍。
Some say 1,000 times more than Krishna.
有人说比 Krishna 还要仁慈一千倍。
So if you can get the 1,000% you know, discount.
如果你们要是能够打千分之一折的话。
That means, say, some fancy car is 200, well, more than that, must be about 400,000 Hong Kong dollars.
有一些时髦的汽车呢，可能是港币是是40万或者是20万。
That would cost $400.
它其实只要花400块钱就可以了。
Mercedes Benz.$400 Hong Kong dollars.
只是400块钱的港币。
Good deal.
可以买到奔驰了。
Yeah, so like flying to India must be about $4,000. I'm speculating here. $4,000Hong Kong dollars, more or less.
所以从这里到印度的机票可能是4000块钱港币，差不多是这样吧。
So that 1,000% discount means $4.
所以如果我们要是有这个千分之一的折扣的话呢，我们只要花4块钱就可以了。
Probably less than the bus.
可能比公交车还要便宜。
对。So how many would buy a ticket to India at $4?
如果要是机票只要4块钱的话，有多少人会去买呢？
So that's why these devas, they saw that now, in this incarnation, you're going to give out the mercy very easy, very cheap. Good deal.
那些班禅就说，在这个年代，你会这么容易的就给别人仁慈。
So you're going to give out the mercy of love of Godhead so easily. You can't even begin to calculate how much mercy that is. Begin to calculate, yeah, beyond calculation.
他在计算这些仁慈是多么的那个轻易的得到的。
And so they said, "We are your devotees."
他们说我们是你的奉献者。
We come from the higher planets.
我们来自高等星球。
But we need your mercy too, not just these earthlings.
我们也需要你的仁慈，而不只是这些世上的人们。
They shouldn't be the only ones to get the mercy. We don't want to be deprived from your mercy. In other incarnations, you're giving moksha, you give liberation from birth and death.
在其他的化身当中呢，你给予 moksha 就是帮助人们得到生死轮回的解脱。
You see, Braha, Matsya, Kurma, Narasimha, you give liberation.
你给予解脱。
But Krishna Prema, you don't give so easily.
但是 Krishna Prema, 就是对 Krishna 纯粹的奉爱，你不是这么轻易的给予的。
Only as Krishna, you give Krishna Prema.
只有作为 Krishna, 你才能给予 Krishna Prema.
But in order to get Krishna Prema from Krishna, you have to fully surrender to him, full surrender.
但是为了要从 Krishna 那里得到 Krishna Prema,你必须要完全皈依他。
Which is not so easy.
那不是一件非常容易的事情。
But you are giving Krishna Prema freely.
但是您在免费的派发 Krishna Prema。
We don't want any material blessing from you.
我们不想从您那里得到任何物质的。
We want your spiritual blessing, the love of Krishna.
我们想要得到您的灵性的祝福，就是对 Krishna 的爱。
In the heavenly planets, we have enough material sense gratification.
在高等星宿，我们已经有了足够的感官享乐，物质的感官享乐。
And there's so much sense gratification.
我们有这么多的感官享乐。
So we don't need more material happiness. There's too much happiness actually.
我们不需要更多的物质快乐了，因为我们已经有足够的物质快乐。
We have two problems only. Two problems.
我们有两个问题。
How do you say two?
两个。
两个。两个。
两个。
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 两个。So we have 两个 problem.
所以我们有两个问题。
One problem is we get attacked.
有一个问题呢是我们受到攻击。
By demons.
因为那些恶魔向我们发攻击。
Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, so many demons attack us to take away the heavenly planets.
像 Hiranyakashipu 和 Hiranyaksha 这样的多的。恶魔在向我们发动攻击，想要夺取天堂星宿。
Ravana，
还有 Ravana。
Many great demons are there. Sometimes they attack the heavenly planets.
很多像这样的大恶魔，有时候会向天堂星宿发动攻击。
So even though they have pleasure, but sometimes they are attacked.
虽然他们并没有什么快乐，但是有时候他们会向我发动攻击。
The other problem.
If
there's so much physical, so much sensual happiness, we forget to serve you. And therefore, we get stuck in the material world. Therefore, we want your blessings now in this incarnation. That we can also get your pure love. You are the most merciful incarnation. No one is so merciful as you. Don't let us be deprived from your mercy.How many of you want the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? Gauranga! 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 Gauranga!So they are humbly offering their prayer, but then Lord Chaitanya, using his mystic power, made them little visible to Sachi.
Sachi Mama 可以隐隐约约看到他们。
Sachi Mama. Remember that one. So they were surprised. They're supposed to be invisible to the human beings.
So they felt very surprised because human eyes cannot see them. They should not see them.
But Lord Chaitanya made them that they could see something. Mother Sachi got frightened.
So, Mother Sachi can vaguely see their shadows.
Maybe
she was a little
afraid. Some ghost or something are coming. Who is this?
She thought, maybe it's some ghosts. What kind of creatures are these?
Then she started chanting the Singha mantras.
Sachi Mama.
Sachi Mama
开始念诵明星化祷文。
Ugram Viram Mahavishnum Jalantam Sarvatomukam Nishinghang Vishnam Badram Mityu Mityu Namamyaham Shri Nisimha Jai Nisimha Jai 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 Shri Narasimha. The devas ran away. What happened to this?We're exposed.
那些犯事人们就跑了，他们害怕，因为他们感到自己的身份暴露了。
So like this, and finally, the day of Gaura Purnima approached.
然后 Gaura Purnima 那一天快要降临了。
We celebrate the Gaura Purnima. How many of you celebrated Gaura Purnima?
有多少人庆祝过 Gaura Purnima 呢？
The full moon of Lord Chaitanya's appearance.
哦，是主 Chaitanya 的显现日。
How many celebrated in Mayapur?
有多少人是在 Mayapur 庆祝过显现日呢？
How many like to celebrate in Mayapur someday?
然后呢，有多少人希望能够在将来？在玛雅
普
庆祝这个显现日。
哦，哈利波，哈利波，哈利波。So, on the full moon day,
在一个满月的日子
，there was a lunar eclipse.
那时候呢，有一次月食。
So in Indian culture, they think that they believe that.In a lunar eclipse, you should go to the Ganges to keep yourself pure from any bad influence.
印度人认为在月食发生的时候，你应该去恒河沐浴，使你自己能够从所有的不好的影响当中净化过来。
And actually, that time the Brahmanas were teaching not to chant the holy names.
那时候。
Out loud.
Brahma 们是在教导不要去唱诵主的圣名。
Except when you're in the Ganges.
除了是在恒河当中沐浴是可以的。
Because the Ganges is considered pure, so it's okay to chant in the Ganges.
因为恒河是纯净的，所以呢，如果你在恒河当中沐浴的时候呢，唱诵是可以的。
So everybody went to the Ganges.
And
they were loudly chanting.
他们在大声地唱诵。
Govinda!
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 Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare. Such that at that time, Srivas Pandit, he was saying, whole world, everyone's chanting Hare Krishna. What a wonderful day.
那时候 Srivas Pandit 看到大家都在唱诵 Hare Krishna, 这是一个多么美妙的日子啊。
Who said lunar eclipse is inauspicious? Should be every day like this, everyone chanting. So in the midst of this loud chanting of the holy names, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Yes.Lord Chaitanya, this side is Chaitanya, that side is Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. He's Krishna with the mood and color of Radha. So he came and then, but he was coming as devotee, so he came just as a human baby. So like that, Lord Chaitanya was so beautiful. And the parents were very happy to have a golden color baby, so beautiful.
他的父母亲得到这样一个金色的美丽的孩子，非常高兴。
Very long proportions.
他的身体的四肢比例非常长。
So his grandfather was a great astrologer. He came to see the astrological chart. And he found that he had all auspicious mark, all auspicious timing, auspicious marks in his body. And so like this, he said he is going to deliver the whole world. So he can be called as Biswambara. Biswa means the universe. And Bhara means the weight, to lift the weight of the universe. And meanwhile, all the devotees were dancing and chanting in ecstasy. Then, and also Advaita was feeling very happy, and Santipur, and he was chanting and dancing. Like this, devas were happy in heavenly planets. Supreme Lord has appeared in this house of a Brahmin devotee. So he comes in disguise of so many different incarnations. So this time he came on the full moon day. In the month of March. In the Falguna month. So like this, many of the devas from higher planets, they came in disguise as Indian Bengali Brahmanas just to see the baby.
所以呢,很多高等先去的半身人都以一种孟加拉的婆罗门的形体前来庆祝,来见Dushatanya。So,
even the ladies, the wives of the heavenly planets, they came as dressed as a lady brahmanas to see the baby. They could see more, men wouldn't be allowed to go actually.
他们高等先修的半世人的妻子也作为女婆罗门呢也来前来看主
So like this. Then gradually Lord Chaitanya was growing.
然后呢, Lord Chaitanya 就渐渐长大了。
When he was a little baby,
当他还是个小孩子的时候,
he started to cry.
然后他开始哭了。
Mama! Mama, Mama, such Mama. But even if he's too small to talk, just the baby. Ma. They brought the doctor. But he was, the doctor said nothing wrong with him. So they don't know how to get him to stop crying. Then some ladies, they started to sing to Lord Chaitanya. Nittai Gaura, let's see what they say. No, they don't say anything. They say, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
这些女生们就唱
Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And so Lord, when they were singing Hari Krishna, Hari Bol, then he stopped crying.
当他们在唱 Hari Krishna, Hari Bol 的时候，这个婴孩就停止了哭泣。
Oh, look at him, he stopped crying.
然后就这么样突然就停止了哭泣。
And the ladies start to go away.
然后呢，这些女生们就走了。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He's smiling. Okay, smiling. It's all okay now.
然后呢，大家想，哦，好，笑了，现在好了，一切都好了。Then they went away. So
the only way they could get him to stop crying was to keep chanting.
所以呢，唯一能够使他停止哭泣的方法呢，是不断的唱诵。So
they had to have a 24-hour kirtan whenever he was awake.
所以呢，他们总是举行的是24小时的 kirtan.
So even as a baby, he got everyone to chant. How do you like that? So right from his babyhood, he was preaching the holy names. So like this, so then gradually Lord Chaitanya, he got older. Then one day, Mother Sachi was holding her little baby and he was crying. So while you are crying, stop crying, I'll give you anything you want. Anything I want. Yes. So give me the moon. I want the moon! I want the moon! How the mother, how Sachi Mama is going to give the moon? But then, Sachi Mama said that, ah, what is this moon? Your face is more beautiful than thousands of moons. Billions of moons. Look it, look it! The moon went hiding behind the cloud. The moon is ashamed to be before your face. The moon's face has got black marks. But your face is pure golden. So like this, gradually, Lord Chaitanya started to go bathing in the Ganges with his little friends. Their house was very close to the Ganges. How many of you bathed in the Ganges? How many like to bathe? Okay, when you go to Mayapur, you have to be very careful when you bathe because sometimes there's current. One Indonesian girl was swept away many years ago. So you have to bathe very carefully, not go too deep. But I know how to give you a free bath with no danger. Right now. If you chant Ganga loudly three times, you get a virtual Ganges bath.
念诵刚刚的名字三遍的话，你就可以实际上得到了在恒河当中沐浴的效果。
You ready for bath? Ganga!
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 Ganga! Okay, you all just had a Ganges bag.
好，大家都在恒河当中沐浴过了。
This kind of bath you can take every day.
你们可以每天这样在恒河当中沐浴。
When you're taking your shower, you can Ganga, Ganga, Ganga.
你们在沐浴的时候可以大声喊 Ganga, Ganga.
So.Like this. One day, Lord Chaitanya, this is from the Chaitanya Mangal. The Lord Chaitanya, when he was maybe 3 years old, that time,A little puppy dog came up to the house.
那时候呢，有一只小小狗来到了他们的家。
So then Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay, I want this be my pet."
我希望这只小狗能够成为我的宠物。
So he put a little rope around the neck of the puppy dog.
然后呢，就给这个小狗拴上了绳子。
And he had a pet puppy.Puppy's baby dog.
然后呢，他们又拿了，找到了一只婴儿狗。
What they call puppy in Chinese?
Puppy 的意思呢是，小狗，那个意思。小狗。
小狗。
小狗。
And a big dog?
大狗。
Taco. Taco and Sako. Sako.Sauko. But the dogs are not considered very clean animals for the brahmanas. But little children, they don't have all these considerations. So Lord Chaitanya took this Sauko into his house.
然后呢，就陈天亮啊，就拿到了这只小狗，然后回到他的家。
And he was hugging the baby dog, the puppy.
然后呢，他就把这只小狗呢，就抱在怀里。
So this puppy was getting so much mercy.
这个小狗呢，就得到了这么多的仁慈。
But then Sachi Mama came out.
然后呢，沙琪妈妈就出来了。
What is the dog doing in the house? Take the dog out. No, no, it's my puppy, it's my pet. Chinese have pet animals?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dog, cat, bird.
Really? A bit rough with them.
In one occasion in one county, you know, someone got bit by a dog. So the government health agents, whenever they saw a dog, wherever it was, they would just put it in a sack and beat it to death. All over the county. And they would go into villages, blow whistles, and then of course they'd just make a noise that
You want that translated?
In Shanghai, we have many, many dogs. So you indicate it's in Hong Kong or somewhere?
No, in Dalu.
In Dalu?
Yes.
In my center, I saw many, many dogs, pet dogs.
Shanghai is a big city.
So in some places, the dog is not allowed to be raised.所以呢，如果有政府机关人们看到这个狗的话呢，就会把它抓起来。
No, that was in one place.
在一个地方。
A dog bit someone.
如果狗它那个地方呢，狗咬了人。
And the person got rabies.
狗得了狂犬病。
But then they killed all the dogs in the county.
然后呢，他就把这个镇上所有的狗都杀光了。
Well, pets usually you treat very nice, like a pet, like a family member almost.
但是呢，那些宠物是得到很好的待遇了，他们是家里人的所有的人的宠爱对象。
The mother said, she said, no, at least tie the dog outside. Dogs are not for inside the house.
但是妈，萨奇妈妈呢，命令住切山尼亚把这狗呢圈在房外，不准它进来。
In Brahminical culture, the animals should stay out of the house, and then they can be in the outside.
在婆罗门的文化当中呢，这些动物呢是不允许进入房间的，它们只能待在外面。
Because if the animal looks at the offering before it's offered, then it's not supposed to offer.
因为如果在供奉之前让动物看到的话呢，这个食物也不能够供奉了。
So then Lord Chaitanya tied the dog to his the bamboo on the outside of his house.
所以呢，就是 Chaitanya 就把那个小狗拴在他们家房外的竹子上面。
The mother said, you go take your bath before lunch.
然后妈妈萨奇呢，就命令他在吃午饭之前要沐浴。
She said, what about my dog? What about my puppy, my 小狗？
哦，然后呢，朱启正讲说，那我的小狗，我怎么办呢
？Don't worry, I'll watch. Mother Sachi said.
萨奇妈妈就说，不用担心，我会看管他的。
Then, Lord Gauranga, as a child, he went off to the Ganges.
所以，就 Gauranga 作为一个孩子呢，他就去恒河当中沐浴了。
Then the mother of the puppy came.
然后狗妈妈来了。
So the mother said, she, wow, saved. Give the puppy back to the mother.
所以呢，萨奇妈妈就如释重负，把这小狗还给了狗妈妈。
When Lord Gauranga came back, then the puppy went off with the mother.
当就Gauranga回来的时候，小狗已经跟着狗妈妈走了。
When Gauranga came back, he's a little playing like a baby.
所以呢，Gauranga 来的时候呢，他实际上是像一个孩子那样玩耍。
Then he's crying, oh, my puppy, where's my puppy, my 小狗。
然后呢，他就在哭，我的小狗，我的小狗哪去了
？No, no, mother said, don't cry, don't cry. I'll get you another one. Your friends must have let him go.
然后妈妈上就说不要哭不要哭，我再给你找一个。
Tactics mother used to control their children.
所以呢，妈妈们经常用于这种技法呢，然后控制孩子。
It seems because children don't have so much attention span, you calm them down for the moment and they'll forget.
因为孩子的注意力总是不会很集中的，他对一件事情的兴趣呢，只会持续很短的一段时间，然后兴趣又会转移了。
An amazing thing happened.
然后一件令人惊奇的事情。
Amazing.
这是非常令人惊奇的。
The next day.
第二天。
The puppy who had been hugged by Lord Chaitanya, he was filled with love of Krishna.
然后被主 Chaitanya 抱过的那只小狗，感受到了对 Krishna 的爱。
He was chanting.
然后这个狗也在念。
Honey boy, honey boy.
然后这只小狗也在唱诵 Honey boy, honey boy.
然
后还在汪汪叫，汪汪 Honey boy.
Then he is rolling in the ground.
然后呢，这小狗在地上打着滚。
And he's jumping up and down. Hari bol, roof, roof, hari bol, roof. He can get more and more ecstatic. Hari bol, hari bol, roof, roof, hari bol. He started rolling in the ground, rolling in ecstasy. He died. But then a spiritual airplane came from the spiritual world. The Supreme Lord had hug this this dog, this puppy.
然后呢，从灵性世界来了一个灵性的飞机，主 Krishna 他就在抱着这个小狗。
Ooh, ah, ooh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.People looking up, a brilliant light. People back are too bright, they can't see more brilliant than millions of suns. Hundreds of suns. Out from the dead body of the puppy came the spiritual, came the Atma, the spiritual soul.
从这个死去的小狗的躯体当中呢，走出了这个灵魂。
Brilliant. Beautiful, effulgent.
这个灵魂呢，身体非常璀璨光芒的。
Human form.
是个人类的形体。
Entered into that spiritual airplane.
然后他进入了这个灵性的飞机。
Where there were Vishnu Dutas, messengers of Vishnu Loka.
然后呢 ，Vishnu 的 Dutta 就是 Vishnu 的使者，把他带入了 Vishnu Loka。
Back to Godhead。
然后呢，小狗就回归守神了。
Haribo。Haribo。
Haribo。
Haribo。Sometimes 。The devotees pray to Guru or to Gauranga, they want to just be a dog at the feet of the Lord. Because by the blessing of the Lord, even as a dog, if they get little remnants of prasadam, they go back to Godhead. There was one devotee who took all the Bengali devotees to Orissa when Lord Chaitanya was in Orissa.
有一次呢，有一个奉献者，他带着孟加拉的所有的奉献者呢去 Orissa， 因为当时主 Chaitanya 在那里。
He was Sivananda Sena.
他的名字叫 Sivananda Sena.
And one dog came along with him.
有一只狗和他们一起去了。
So since he was leading everyone to Lord Chaitanya, he took the dog as one of his party.
因为他带着大家去主 Chaitanya 那里，所以呢，他认为狗也是他们的一个成员。
He gave the dog prasadam.
他也给了这个狗 prasadam.
Also.Paid for his ferry charge to go across in a boat, the river. If he disappeared, he'd go out, send people to find him, bring him back. Just like any other member of his party, he accepted the dog as a member of his party. Like this, he got the mercy.
然后呢，这个狗就得到了 Vaishnava 的仁慈。
How many want the mercy from a Vaishnava?
有多少人想要得到 Vaishnava 的仁慈呢？
Haribo! So like that, they got near to Jagannath Puri.
然后呢，他们就接近 Jagannath Puri 了。
The dog disappeared.
这狗不见了。
Couldn't find anymore.
他们没办法再找到他。
When they came up to see Lord Gauranga,
他们来到主 Gauranga 面前的时候，
the dog was there.
这个狗就在那里。
Lord Chaitanya was eating coconut.
主 Chaitanya 正在吃椰子。
And he'd be throwing pieces of coconut to the dog.
然后呢，他就把一片一片椰子肉扔给这只狗吃。
Roof, roof.
这狗就汪，然后呢就张嘴接住。
So like this, the devotees were amazed how this dog was getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
And then,
So I said, that dog also went back to Godhead. Haribol!
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 So, see, we got 7 more minutes. What other pastime? Got any suggestions? So, Lord Chaitanya one day was offered sweets, milk sweets by his mother. But instead, Lord Chaitanya took dirt and was eating it. Little baby, it's a little baby milk. So Mother Sachi, what are you doing? You're eating dirt.
Mama Sachi 就很惊讶, 你在吃土, 干什么呢? 你在?
So what's the problem with eating dirt?
你为什么要吃土呢? 有什么问题吗?
These sweets are also coming from the earth, and this is earth, so I'm just eating earth.
就陈天天说, 这个甜食呢也是来自于土，这个也是土，所以呢我也在吃土。So
Lord Chaitanya was testing his mother by preaching impersonalism.
所以呢，主陈天呀，在当时呢是用这个非人格主义呢来考验他的妈妈。That
everything was one.
因为一切都是一。So
whether this dirt is dirt and rasagulas and sundaes and burfis, also dirt. Mother Sachi said, no, no, it's not the same. Just like you take dirt and you put it in a fire and you make bricks and clay pots.
就像你在从土里面呢，你可以做成那个陶盆，陶罐，你可以放在火中把它烧成这种陶器。
So in a clay pot, you can put water.
所以你在陶器当中，你可以放上水。
But if you put water and dirt, it becomes mud.
但是如果你直接在土上浇水的话，这就成了稀泥。
So not all forms of dirt or earth are the same.
不是土和那些灰尘是一回事。The
dirt in the form of dirt, the earth in form of dirt makes mud when you put water.
如果土地呢是以灰尘的形式和水混合的时候呢，就成了烂泥。But
the dirt in the form of a clay pot, like there's the pot behind Radharani.
就像土呢是以那种陶罐的形式，就像 Radharani 身后的那个陶罐那样。So
in that part of pot you can put water.
就像是那样的陶罐，你可以放水。So
if you eat the dirt as a food as sweets, then it's good for your health.
如果 I'm sorry.
If you eat the dirt, the earth transformed as sweet food, then it's okay to eat. But if you eat it as a raw dirt, then it can make sick.
Okay.
Oh, why didn't you tell me this before? I didn't know all this.
然后就是跟人家说，你为什么以前不告诉我呢？我不知道这一点。What
little child Chaitanya told to her his mother.
然后就Chaitanya虽然是一个小小的孩子，他已经这样子就叫到了他的妈妈。Goranga,
Nityananda.
Nityananda.
So like this, even from a child, Lord Chaitanya was teaching against impersonalism.
所以呢，就是 Chaitanya 虽然是一个小小的孩子，他已经在传播就是反对非人格主义的教导了。
Anyone has a question?
然后大家有没有什么问题呢
？From the class.
麻烦是。
You can say the different avatars of the Lord in his liberation. Is that liberation or liberation to Vaikuntha or just plain liberation?
No, also liberation to Vaikuntha. Both.
Both.
Yeah, demons generally get the impersonal liberation and the.Devotees get the other four type of liberation.
刚刚陈师哥法伯就问，然后你刚刚谈到的那个解脱，是不是就是去灵性清秀无忧清秀那种解脱呢？还是一种非人格的？然后就说，这两种解脱其实都有，一种呢是恶魔他们一般呢会得到就是非人格的解脱。
There's five kinds of liberation.
解脱呢有四种。
The Sayujya.
对，是去无忧清秀的。就是所有的解脱总共有五种。就是解脱呢有五种。第一种呢是那种是那种非人格的解脱，然后其他四种呢是去外昆塔的解脱。
Anyway, I'm going to explain that. The first is called Sayujya, which means merging in the effulgence of Krishna.
第一种是Ayujya, 意思是
Sayujya,
是融入非人格梵光之中。
The next, there's also Sarupya. Having a form like the Lord.
主一样的形体。
Salokya.
Salokya.
Living in the same planet as the Lord, the spiritual planets.
在灵性星宿，与主居住在同样的星宿。
Then there's Shashti, having the opulences of the Lord.
Shashti 是与主享有同样的富裕。
Then there's Samipya, which is to have the association of the Lord.
Samipya.就是得到主的联谊。
So says the devotees, they don't accept the first kind.
奉献者呢，据说是不接受第一种解脱的。
Because they don't want to merge with the Lord, they want to serve the Lord.
因为他们不想融入主之中，而是想去服务主。
But the other four, they may accept for the service of the Lord.
但是其他四种呢，为了服务主，他们可以接受其中的一种。
In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Sanatana Goswami,
在 Brihad Bhagavatamrita 之中 ，Sanatana Goswami 说
，There's a story about one devotee, Gopakumara, and he was going from Kailash to Vaikuntha.
那里有一个讲述了一个牧牛童 Gopar 的故事。他是从 Kailash。去外昆塔。
Kailash is the place where Shiva resides.
Kailash 是希瓦居住的地方。
And Vaikuntha is where Narayana resides.
Vaikuntha 是主 Narayana 居住的地方。
But in between,
然后在这两个地方
there's an ocean of light.
有一个光的海洋。
This is called Brahma Jyoti.
这被称为 Brahma Jyoti, 就是梵光。
So he has to cross the Brahma Jyoti to get to the planet of Vishnu.
他必须要穿越这个梵光的海洋，然后来到 Vishnu 的星宿。
So he's crossing to the ocean of light.
然后呢，他就跨越了这个光的海洋。
And suddenly he starts to merge into the light, starts to dissolve.
然后突然呢，他就开始要融入这个海之中了，他的身体要消融了。
No, no! No!
Krishna! Krishna!
He got to the spiritual planet. And almost merged. Very dangerous.
他出了一头冷汗，非常危险的境况。
So for the devotees, merging is very fearful.
对奉献者来说，融入组的翻供之中是非常令人害怕的境况。
Anybody here want to merge?
现在在座的各位有没有想融入那种翻供之中呢？
How many want to get to the planets and serve of Krishna and Vishnu and serve the Lord in the spiritual planets if he wants?
有多少人想在灵性星宿去服务 Vishnu 和 Krishna 呢？
Oh. Yeah.Interesting question. Well, it says when you chant Nityananda's name, you also get love of Krishna.
刚刚圣真师傅我问，是不是那些他的其他的这些化身呢，也能够给这 Krishna 的爱呢？然后马哈就说 ，Nityananda 也可以给予 Krishna 的爱。
So Gauranga and Nityananda, they give love of Krishna even by chanting their names.
所以就 Gauranga 和 Nityananda。他们给对 Krishna 的爱，你们可以唱诵他们的名字。
Jayo Jayo Sitapati Adaita Gosai Tava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nitai. So if you get Advaita's mercy, then you get the mercy of Gaura Nitai. So then,
如果你能够得到 Advaita 的仁慈，你就能够得到 Gaura Nitai 的仁慈。
So then also Gadadhar and Srivas, if they ask Lord Chaitanya,to deliver you, Lord Chaitanya would not say no to them. I want to thank Gopi Krishna Dasi for her patience and a nice translation.Someone else said she won't translate it.
No. Oh, I didn't do a very nice service. I didn't adopt you many times.
Let's give Gopi Krishna a big Hari Bol blessing. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Any other question?
Chant Holy Name with great happiness, and others feel some headache. Even I feel after a long time of chanting, I still feel not so much pleasure as I had before. So, can you explain this phenomenon for us?
Didn't hear many people getting headache. It's a new phenomenon.
我没听说过多少人头痛的。
But sometime in the beginning, we have a natural enthusiasm.
有的时候，我们是在一开始的时候有这种自然的热情。
Also, we don't have any offenses.
也许，我们的冒犯也不是很多。
Because we're too new, we haven't committed offenses yet.
因为我们是太初习，太新的新人，所以呢，我们还没有来得及做出冒犯。
Once we become devotees, then we are very close to other devotees.
一旦我们成为奉献者，我们和其他人的关系非常紧密的时候，
then we may commit some offense.
然后我们可能会做出一些冒犯。
Why this Mataji has nicer sari than me?
为什么这个 Mataji 的 sari 比我的漂亮？
No sari. Why this Prabhu? He is getting all the Mahaprasadam. I don't get so much. Must be he's stealing it.
为什么这个他不他得了这么多的马哈波沙的呢，而我的却不多，我一定要从他那里偷一点来。
We may make, so then by making offense, then we lose the taste for chanting. So you have to be very careful not to commit any of the 10 offenses. Also important to chant the Panchatattva mantra.
另外一个非常重要的事情呢，是要念诵不胜体曼陀罗。
Sometimes we lose the taste for, but if we enthusiastically chant and chant the Panchatattva mantra, then the taste comes back.
所以有的时候我们会失去唱诵圣名的品味，但是如果我们充满热情的去念诵五圣体曼陀罗和Hare Krishna mantra的话，这个品味又会回来的。
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. When I was a new devotee, a new bhakta, then that time we didn't have so many books in ISKCON. So we were allowed to read one book, The Life and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, written by one of Prabhupada's god brothers. So there I read that whenever Haridas Thakur was chanting, if he was not, if his mind went off, then he would chant louder.
然后我们就读到了当无论哈利达斯塔库何时念诵的时候呢，他一旦发现自己心意飘忽不定的时候，他就会大声的念诵。
So since I was very new devotee, new bhakta, my mind was always going off.
我当时呢是一个新的奉献者，新的 bhakta， 所以呢我总是心意不定的。
So I would chant louder.
所以呢，我就更大声的念诵。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
这样大声的念诵 Hare Krishna.
And then when my mind again went off, I go even louder.
然后呢，我的心思又不集中了，然后我念诵的更大声了。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
然后马上我就大声念 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Then again, if my mind went off,
然后呢，我的心思又不知道跑到哪里去了。
I would chant even louder.
然后呢，我念的声音更大。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
然后我的声音就是像这样的大声的念哈利路亚。
Then my mind would stay fixed.
然后我的心会集中起来。
But all the devotees in the temple went and complained to Prabhupada. There's one devotee, the Bhakta J, and he's shouting so loud none of us can think, we can't chant our rounds properly. So then Prabhupada called me. He said, what is this you're doing? You're shouting Hare Krishna, no one else can chant. So I explained what I was doing, that to bring my mind back, I was chanting loudly.
我向他解释，为了让我的心意能够被抓回来的话呢，我在大声的念诵。
Then Prabhupada said, "Okay, if you want to chant loud, then you have to go out and chant in the park."
然后爸爸说，如果你想 ，OK， 好的，你如果你要是想要大声的念诵的话呢，那你去到公园中念诵去了。
So I was banished to the park for drop a few.
所以呢，有一段时间呢，我就被放逐到公园去了。
So I would chant very loud in the park. At that time there were just squirrels and birds. It was before the time of joggers. But it was very useful for concentration. But later I figured out when the mind went off, I could increase the volume, and later when the mind came back, I could reduce the volume. It took me a while to figure that out. Pretty slow guy.
所以呢，我后来就发现，如果心呢不集中的时候呢，我又可以小声念诵；如果心集中的时候呢，我又可以小声念诵了。Also,
there's a prayer you can chant to get rid of offenses to the holy name.
然后呢，它有一首祷文呢，你可以念诵，帮助你消除对圣名的冒犯。This
is called the Krishna Nama Ashtakam by Rupa Goswami.
就是如果Goswami写的 Krishna Nama Ashtaka.
You read that?
你们大家有没有读过这首祷文呢? Krishna 圣名赞.
I have a copy in my computer. I can give it to you.
马哈尔吉的电脑里面有这么一份资料.
My own translation.
马哈尔吉来做的翻译.
But if somebody can, I have also in Japan, I have one deaf disciple.
在日本我有一个就是聋的门徒，就是他听不见。
He's a barber.
他是一位理发师。
So he wants to get initiation.
他想得到启迪。
But so I said, I don't know, you know, deaf people chanting, how does that work?
你这个聋的门徒念诵，你怎么说一句话呢？你能说出一句话呢？
So I asked him, what do you feel when you chant?
所以我就问他，你唱诵的时候感受怎样？
So then he. Seemed like the right way you should feel. And after he got initiated, his hearing increased a little bit. Yeah, he went up to like 16 or 20% from 2 or 3%. 16%, you know, like 16 out of 100. 60 means 84% deaf, 16% hearing.
那现在呢，他的听力呢就恢复了百分之十六，百分之八十四呢还是不能工作的。
But in the beginning, he could only hear
2%. 在一开始的时候，他只能够就是他的听力只有百分之二。
Means he could hear like a bomb go off. That's about it.
所以呢，就是现在的意思，就像他听的，就像他连炸弹的声音都听不到了。But
afterwards, his slightly increased.
然后呢，他的听力就逐渐的有所好转了。Then
he asked for second initiation.
二次启迪。They
had to shout it in his ear, you know.
马哈尔吉只要大声的对他耳朵喊那个Gayatri的mantra。
Said he could hear it. Yogeshwara. Nice devotee. His daughter is a disciple of Kavi Chandra Maharaj. Her name is Chaitanya Dasi or
something.
Something like that, yeah. Chaitanya, Chaitanya Priya,
something.
She can hear normally. She's married to my disciple. Okay. But some people are sensitive to loud. So they may have to go and chant in a very quiet place.
有些人呢，他太大声了，是不是可以去到一个安静的地方去念诵呢？不是，I feel that some people are very sensitive to the loud noise, so they should go to a quiet place to chant, right? 有些人呢，对那些大声念诵呢很敏感，他们应该去一个安静的地方念诵。
Few cases I heard of people getting some resistance to chanting, but more, it's very rare, I think.
我听了有人就是对这个唱诵有一些抗拒。
If they keep chanting softly, then eventually they get a taste also.
如果他们能够柔和的念诵的话呢，他们也会得到念诵的品味。
And chant the Panchatattva mantra.
念诵 Panchatattva 就是上品曼陀罗。
Make their progress faster.
使你的进步更快一些。
I have now another deaf disciple from England.
我现在又有一位来自英国的，就是听的盲就是聋的门徒。
And she brought a whole group of her deaf friends to see me in August for the Birmingham Rath Yatra.
然后呢，她把她的所有的那些聋的朋友都带了来。
They speak with the sign language.
就是他们来参加这个弹指和节，然后他们呢是用这种手势来说话的。
But they were all chanting Hare Krishna.
但是他们都唱诵 Hare Krishna.
In Taiwan, there's a group of deaf people who are devotees who come to the temple, and there's another devotee who hears and speaks, and she communicates the lectures to them in sign language.
在台湾呢。也有这么样一群忙的奉献者，他们也来到庙里，然后庙里有一位奉献者呢，他懂得这个手语，然后就把这个讲课呢，就这样子传递给他们。
The whole field open, millions of deaf people. But I heard that each country the sign is different. So that's really stupid. They should have one universal sign.
所以呢？盲人实际上是有一个很大的一个群体的，但是呢，我听说每个国家的，就是聋子的，他们的手语呢就是不太一样，所以呢，这实际上是一件非常愚蠢的事情。应该就是全世界的这个手语呢都是一致的。
What's the program to know?
We'll have
Prabhupada's Guru Puja. 下一个节目是 Prabhupada's Guru Puja。然后呢是荣耀早餐。然后呢在11点半的时候。
The paper says 12.
12点的时候是就是那个集会传教的第二个部分。
We both